Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm not 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
It's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo.
Look who just came in from the club.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
He's here while out of breath from running down the steps.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Yes, back to the work week. We back from vacation.
Yes, back from vacation. I could have used another week, you know what I mean? But one day we'll get to that level. Of show.
Take 2 weeks off, right?
Yeah. We'll get to that status of show, which is a lot of morning shows out there that take 2 weeks. Well, not a lot, just the big dogs, the Elvis Durans, Steve Harveys of the world. That's all.
One day we'll be there.
Yeah.
All right, well, right now me and DJ Envy are in Miami.
Broadcasting live from this beautiful place. The weather is beautiful, 90 degrees. The wind is blowing. We're here for Major League Baseball.
That's right. The Home Run Derby is actually tonight, and then the All-Star Game is tomorrow.
Jesus Christ, the Home Run Derby sucks.
No, they said this year is going
to be dope.
Actually, it's going to be really good this year. They said it's going to be...
I think Judge is going to take it from the Yankees. It's supposed to be dope.
Last year, you hope that.
Last year was the lowest rated home run derbies ever.
but they're saying this year is like
this
highly anticipated.
This is going to be one of the best.
Yes, they better, after 3 or 4 years of terrible ratings, they better do something. What they got planned? They going to let the participants take steroids? Because that's the only thing that's going to make it better.
Well, the way these guys are hitting, it looks like they're taking steroids. I mean, they're smashing it out the field. So it should be dope. Now, you were in Anguilla, right?
Yes, I was in Anguilla all week. Dropping the clues bombs to the beautiful island of Anguilla. You know that's my spot.
How was your time there?
Very relaxing. I needed to rest. I needed to reset my soul. I needed that tune-up on my soul. That's what good rest and vacation is all about, just tune-ups on the soul.
Every once in a while, you need that.
Absolutely. So I had a great time in the beautiful island of Anguilla.
I went there for one day, too.
You went there for one day?
Yeah.
You was in St. Martin, right?
I was in St. Martin, and shout out to everybody in St. Martin.
Yeah, somebody from St. Martin ran up on me and told me to stop this in St. Martin. I need to come hang out in St. Martin. I was like, there's no way in hell that I would ever come to St. Martin and not come to Anguilla. The closest I get to St. Martin is when I land at the airport and then take the boat over.
Yeah, but you've never really been around in St. Martin. It actually is beautiful. I went to go see a bunch of different villas that they have there. Mm-hmm. It is a great place to go and visit. I did radio there, so shout out to those guys, Super Kid and everybody in St. Martin.
Oh, salute to my people. Yeah, salute to the radio station in Anguilla. I was on my guy Hayden's show. It's funny you say that about St. Martin, because Debbie Dev, drop on the clues bombs for Debbie Dev.
Yeah, she came there for the day.
Her and her husband Dwayne was in Anguilla all week, and they said they went to St. Martin for the day, and it was a waste of time.
But you know, you kind of have to know where to go and what to do. Just like if you go anywhere for a day and you're not.
Yeah, because I had an amazing time in St. Martin.
Yeah, St. Martin's great.
I actually didn't go anywhere this week and it was the best time. I mean, I stayed at home, did absolutely nothing, just chilled, hang with the family. It was the dope experience. Usually we go away for 4th of July, but I didn't this year because we went away like 2 weeks ago. To St. Martin, or like 3 weeks ago to St. Martin, but we just had a great time doing absolutely positively nothing. I'm glad to be back, though, guys.
It's the best thing in the world, doing nothing.
I sandwiched in some vacation between work. I went to New Orleans for Essence Festival.
Oh, you did go to Essence.
And I interviewed the cast of Girls Trip, which is exciting. I got to meet Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, and of course Tiffany Haddish was there.
Okay. You saw Tiffany. Salute to Tiffany.
Yes, and Regina Hall. So I interviewed those women. So I was out there for work. Then I went to St. Martin. Then I went to Anguilla for a day, and I went to St. Bart's for a day. I've never been to St. Bart's before.
Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, we are going to talk about the Home Run Derby, since you want to know why it's going to be so exciting this year. And James Harden got an incredible contract, which we will discuss. Highest ever.
Okay, we'll get into all that when we come back. Get your ass up. Back to the work week. Vacation is over. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Is that Bryson Tiller on that record?
Yeah, that's Bryson Tiller and Rihanna.
Bryson Tiller said, I heard that poom poom for the taking. My brother, that's rape. Jesus Christ, in the name of Bill Cosby. What the hell, Bryson?
Yeah. Sounds a little rapish.
It's 2017. You can't be running around talking about, I heard that poom poom for the taking.
Jeesh.
Did you ask him for permission to take it?
I'm sure he did. Well, let's get some front page news. Let's start with James Harden.
Yes, the Houston Rockets have agreed to the biggest contract in NBA history for James Harden, a 4-year, $118 million extension.
Oh, they just printing money in the NBA.
Well, that was what he got. He was eligible for. He's going to get $228 million total.
Drop one of clues bombs for James
Harden. That's a lot of bread.
God bless James Harden. I remember when he was a male thot just out here hoeing, sleeping with every Tahereh and Khloe Kardashian the world have to offer. And last year, it seemed like he cut all the extra thoticular activities out, and he prospered. And I know they have to be regretting not having that little bearded baby at this moment in time.
$228 million.
Doesn't he get something else crazy from Adidas? Doesn't like Adidas pays him like $20 million a year, something crazy like that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, Adidas is his endorsement money. That has nothing to do with his actual NBA contract. So, I mean, I'm sure he has a few endorsements.
He's getting some bread. Now, let's talk about Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago had a pretty terrible weekend over the 4th of July weekend. More than 100 people were shot. Mm-mm-mm. Over the course of the 4th of July weekend. They're saying 86 people were injured and 15 people were killed. So police in Chicago are now doing a review over everything to figure out, I guess, you know, they're very frustrated about what's happening. They said they thought they had some very successful tactics over Memorial Day weekend, and they try to use some of those, but they have to figure out what's going on.
Sheesh.
Yes, they said maybe some things with the gunfire. Officers can be dispatched to the scene quickly, all kinds of things. But they said with the fireworks, it actually
made things worse.
Yeah, made things worse. I guess they had this whole thing where you can hear the gunshots, but the fireworks interfered with that. I don't know.
Well, a lot of free agent shooters in Chicago, and they don't play for the Bulls.
Yeah. Chicago's deadly crazy, but let's...
And don't forget the Home Run Derby is tonight.
Oh, the Home Run Derby is tonight. Now, we're down here in Miami for the Major League Baseball. Now, I'm predicting Judge plays for the Yankees. I think he's going to win the Derby. Who are
and
they saying is going?
He's not even the top pick, okay? That's actually the Marlins. Stanton is the top pick. He's won that. Mm-hmm. So everybody's looking for a Stanton to win again tonight.
All I know is that the ratings for the Home Run Derby have been very low the last few years. Last year was the lowest rated ever. So they need to let everybody that's in the Home Run Derby take steroids just for the day. Just for the day, a little performance-enhancing drug just to increase, you know, the ratings of the Home Run Derby, because it'll be more exciting when everybody's on steroids. That's why nobody wants to admit that baseball sucks because people aren't on steroids and performance-enhancing
drugs. Well, Stanton actually had 61 home runs last year in the Home Run Derby, and that's an all-time record. So
he was awesome.
We'll see. Now, Charlamagne, you tried pretty much everything. Have you ever tried snortable chocolate?
Never had snortable chocolate, nor do I try everything, sir.
Now, what's snortable chocolate, Yee?
Snortable chocolate is actually, I guess they kind of mixed a special energy blend with some cocoa powder. And people are saying that's like a drug, but they're marketing it like it's fun to use. So it's very dangerous for the kids out there nowadays. It's Coco Loco.
Why not just do cocaine?
Legal lean.
Why not just do cocaine if you're going to put something up your nose? Why waste time with the chocolate? Okay.
I don't know.
Well, it's dangerous because it's over the counter, so obviously the kids can
get
their hands
on
it. Yeah.
No.
Wow.
If you're going to be an adult, be an adult all the way. All right.
Nah,
real adults sniff cocaine, not chocolate.
No. Nah,
sniffing
pass.
Chocolate is for kids, clearly.
All right. And that's front page news. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now, or maybe you feel blessed. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Call us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. Angela Yee and I are broadcasting live from Miami. It's the Major League Baseball All-Star. We're going to the Home Run Derby. We're going to the game.
I already know what people are upset about this morning.
What's that?
So many things are happening with Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna over the weekend, and we weren't here to talk about it, but now we're back, so now you're blessed.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't give a damn, and I cannot believe Blac Chyna is going to be on Good Morning America.
She's going to be on Good Morning America today.
I need to start demanding more for myself in my life, okay? I am a New York Times bestselling author, and I've never been on Good Morning America, damn it.
Well, maybe you should be watching. Maybe you were watching Power. You're upset about Angela.
Yeah, that's true.
No. Let's talk. Can we talk about Power for a second? We got time?
No, we got time.
When we come back, get it off your chest.
Let's talk about Power when we come back, damn it. I'm mad about something.
All right. Get it off your chest. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Pick up the mother phone and dial.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
This is Ryan from Framingham. I'm blessed, you know. Just got my EMT license. I'm pretty excited.
Oh, yeah. Man. I don't
Congratulations.
Know you don't sound enthusiastic enough to be an EMT, sir. You sound a little too calm. I need a little bit more excitement when I'm dying.
Yeah, you know, I'm about to go to my crappy job, so, I mean, that takes me down a notch. But once I get out of there, then I'm fine.
No. You can't be an EMT and say it's a crappy job. You need to be
He just got his license.
Lives.
He's leaving that job in
I'm
a little
about
bit.
To go to my crappy not EMT job.
Oh.
I work at Starbucks, dude.
Oh.
Oh, okay. You work at Starbucks.
Yeah. It's great.
Well, you out here grinding, trying to get that money.
But exactly.
I expect Starbucks employees to be like Chick-fil-A employees, okay? I'm coming in there to get my coffee, give me a little pick-me-up, and I need you to have a smile on your face when I'm getting this coffee,
Oh,
okay?
Not this Starbucks, and not at 6:30 in the morning.
What do you guys call it, baristas?
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
You need some coffee, sir.
Espresso.
You know what happened to me again yesterday? This is why I'm mad.
You sharted?
No, I held the elevator for somebody, and I asked what floor. He told me 22, so I pushed 22, and he slapped me on my ass and said, thank you.
What?
Oh, wow.
Wait a second.
Well, you're giving off a nice little gay vibe. You probably had your little pants sagging. You know what
I'm
saying?
Why did somebody do that to you?
He probably slapped me right on my ass. He slapped me. Pow. Good job. And I didn't know how to take that.
Was he white or black?
He was white.
Oh, yeah, you his boy. He would have.
It was a good job.
Oh, you is definitely his little beige boy. He would have definitely broke your buck back in the day. All right?
Oh, my goodness. All right.
That's what they call breaking the beige buck.
Don't slap my butt. Don't respect my
butt. So what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I didn't know what to say. What do you say when somebody slaps your butt?
You know what you say when somebody slaps your butt? Gay! Okay? That's what you say, damn it. What the hell is wrong with you?
Ryan, we got Ryan on line 7. Ryan, what up?
Yo, what up, man? I'm upset. Charlamagne talking about you should have took 2 weeks. I'm upset, man. Y'all were gone for a whole week.
We need a little rest time, too, bro.
Yeah, I mean, we work a lot, brother. You know what I'm saying? I got quite a few occupations, you know?
I feel like I work seven days a week.
I'm happy y'all back, man. I'm waiting for them rumors.
All right, coming up in a little bit. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset or you need to vent, call us right now. Or maybe you feel blessed. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, what the, you know what I'm saying? What's up, yo? Let me tell you why I'm mad. First of all, I had to go to the doctor because I got a permanent, you know, one of them things from this chick. But we're going to talk about that later, man. Yo, anyway, that's why I'm mad. So now it's time to tell you why I'm mad on the Breakfast Club, for real. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's going on, MV? This is your boy Tango from Jersey. What's going on?
Tango.
Sound like a rapper.
Sound like a scribble.
Nah, I'm definitely not a rapper, bro.
He said he wasn't a stripper.
You
now,
sound
why you
more
mad?
Like a scribble, sir.
No, I'm blessed, man. I had a great weekend with the kids, you know what I mean? At the New York Yankees game, even though we lost, but it was a great weekend, blessed weekend. It was definitely blessed to talk to you guys. I'm a first-time caller.
I thank you for calling,
thank
man.
You,
are you
going to
be watching the All-Star game tomorrow?
Definitely. I would definitely wear with a whole pack of Corona.
There you go. Hello, who's this?
This is Carlito.
Talito, you mad or you upset? Which one are you? Oh, I'm sorry, are you blessed?
I am both upset and blessed at the same time.
Tell us why.
Okay, I am a Charter Spectrum, also known as Time Warner Cable, business services technician. We've been on strike since 4 months.
Really?
And the media, no one knows anything about it. However, I'm blessed, you know, as a union brother and 1,800 of my fellow union brothers, I'm blessed because I've been doing Uber and Lyft and Get, and I'm able to maintain and provide my family.
You had a backup plan. That's good.
Not everybody did. So I'm just getting the word out there, guys.
Why are y'all on strike?
Labor. A contract agreement. We haven't had a contract, and they just have not been able to come to some sort of agreement in good faith. So we're hoping the union and Charter Spectrum can come to an agreement because it's going on 4 months.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't understand nothing you said, but it sounds important, so I hope you get whatever you're looking for.
Contract disputes.
Absolutely. Well, have a great day, man. All right, get it off your chest.
I got 800... something I want to get off my chest.
What you want to get off your chest, bro?
I caught up on Power last night, okay?
Finally.
My wife and I watched all 3 episodes of the season 4, and I was trolling my wife the whole time, and I want fellas out there. Fellas, if you got a wife or girlfriend, when you watching Power, whenever something foul happens, say this never would have happened if Tasha never slept with Sean. Okay?
Actually, it never would have happened if Ghost hadn't slept with Angela.
I want you to constantly say, this never would have happened if Tasha never slept with Sean.
That actually makes no sense.
Anything that happens to Ghost and his family, constantly say, this never would have happened if Tasha never slept with Sean.
I'm sure we'll talk about it more in the rumors. What else are we talking in the rumors?
We are going to talk about Good Morning America. I know some of you guys are mad, but Black China will be on this morning. What can you expect? We'll tell you what some of the highlights will be.
Good Morning America has really lowered the bar.
We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're broadcasting live from Miami Fountain Blue.
Yes, courtesy of Infield Chatter today. We're also giving away, actually, tickets to the All-Star Game.
Okay, the Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Yes, Major League Baseball All-Star Game and the Home Run Derby, which is tonight. So we have, actually, some tickets with us to give away to some listeners who showed up.
Okay. What y'all need to be doing is giving out steroids to the players so the Home Run Derby can actually be exciting tonight.
That's against the law, sir. Can't do that.
Right.
But let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Rob Kardashian.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, just so you know, Rob Kardashian's lawyer is appearing in court today, and they are planning to tell the judge that Rob Kardashian will voluntarily refrain from attacking and bullying Black China on social media. He's not going to slut shame her at all anymore. He's not going to post her medical or other personal information and no more intimate pictures.
Nope. I want you to have that same energy in front of the judge that you had on social media all last week, okay?
Well, he's worried now about his custody arrangements with Dream.
And maybe going to jail.
That's his main issue. Now, let's talk about that, because Black China is actually going to be on Good Morning America today. And she talks about how she was devastated. She said, I'm like, how could somebody post these pictures of me? And I'm like, wow, okay, this is a person that I trusted. I confided. I felt comfortable, you know, with even sending these pictures and even talking to him about certain things. She said, I just felt betrayed. So basically, L.A. does have a revenge porn law.
I would love to know Black China's thought process, because she is a former stripper. So where does a stripper draw the line at getting her body exposed?
Right. Well, it's going
to
be...
And I think her body's been exposed online. Not to say that it's right, but it's like it's been online already. I think you can Google it.
Well, part of it is that she did not give him those pictures with the intent of him to distribute them. So it doesn't really matter. You can't give somebody personal private pictures and have them put it out. But I was reading about the law, and they were saying that it makes it a little iffy if you actually took the picture yourself, like if it's a selfie or pictures, you're the one that pressed record. So there's a lot of different loopholes in that. It's not an easy thing to actually prove, this whole revenge porn thing.
Gotcha.
Well, Rob made his bed, so now he's got to lay his fat ass in it. Stick his little chubby wrist out and get the cuffs put on him, okay? Period.
Right.
But that's why I always tell women, don't let guys get naked pictures, man, because, I mean, these guys use them for insurance. That's what they do. I mean, you think that you're doing something nice and sweet. This guy's thinking, soon as she mess up, I'm posting these on the gram.
Yep.
Right? Well, they are. It's actually a law in 38 different states.
Really? Is New York, New Jersey one of them?
No, I have to look up which ones, but it's in 38 different. So it's a lot of places that actually say you cannot just post pictures of somebody without their consent.
That's lame anyway, though. Like, if a girl send you some naked pictures, that's for you. If you get mad at her, you get all emotional and post her pictures, you a sucker.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Now let's discuss 21 Savage. You know, Amber Rose, who's Blac Chyna's best friend, is in her relationship with 21 Savage. Now, they've been posting a lot of pictures together, matching outfits. We saw them on the private jet together, just waking up.
She had 21 had her in the hood yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen his mama.
Well, here is what 21 Savage had to say about people trying to say anything negative about his woman.
We just been kicking it, man, you know. She's a real cool woman. She, you know what I mean? She treat me like a king, so it is what it is. And with no disrespect, we'll be tolerated. Keep your mouth closed, no hoes, no bitches, no nothing, because I'm pulling up.
He gonna pull up on you.
Now, listen, 21, you can't be out here calling everybody else woman a bitch and a hoe, but then get upset when somebody calls yours a bitch and a hoe now.
You can't be crushing up Plan B's either, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, Amber Rose isn't a bad one to get pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Drop on the clues bomb for 21, okay?
All right, in addition to that, she's made him a better person inside and out. Here's what he had to say about what she's done for him on the inside.
She, like, make me, like, do that I don't normally do, like, take vitamins and drink water.
What?
drink water and vitamins?
What happened? What?
She, like, make me, like, do that I don't normally do, like, take vitamins and drink water.
Round of applause for Amber Rose, damn it.
Here you go.
I'm not mad at that at all, simply because an upgrade is an upgrade. Show me how to live better. You will have my heart. God bless Amber Rose, damn it.
You better hope that's not Plan B and it's some vitamins for real.
I saw Lonzo Ball say Izzy's album is better than 444. I don't even understand the comparison, even though 21 does have some socially conscious lines on his album. In fact, he says that he'd have shot that crackhead if he was Rosa Parks. Drop on the clues bombs for 21, damn it.
Goodness gracious.
All right, well, I mean, I don't know if it would have the same impact.
That was powerful. That was a powerful line. I don't care what y'all say, okay?
All right.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. And shout out to everybody here at the Fat and Blue. Make some noise. Woo! Bright and early.
Speaking of Plan B.
What?
Y'all at the Fountain Blue. I'm sure there's a lot of people that woke up this morning and took one.
Oh, my goodness. Now, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Let's talk about the Home Run Derby, and let's talk about James Harden, and he is balling for real.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's start off with sports. Tonight is the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby. What are they saying about the Derby?
Right, they're saying that this one is actually very highly anticipated. The price of this is more than usual. Mm-hmm. It's more expensive to get in there than it is for the Midsummer Classic, which is going to be happening tomorrow night.
What? Okay. You mean to tell me that the Home Run Derby's had its lowest ratings in years, the past few years? Last year was the lowest rated ever, and they're charging more money this year?
It is supposed to be one of
the big
ones.
Well, that's because of all the hype for it right now.
Man.
You know, with Stanton versus Judge. That's right. Really what people are looking forward to seeing.
And Judge is going to win.
Stanton had the most home runs ever in the Home Run Derby last year.
Yeah, he did.
Well, mm-hmm. I stand by the fact that baseball was a much more exciting sport when everybody was on steroids, and I don't expect the Home Run Derby to be exciting unless they're roided up.
Now, let's talk about James Harden. He got a big contract, huh?
Yes, the Houston Rockets announced that they signed James Harden to a 4-year contract extension that's going to run through the 2022-2023 season. And they said that extension alone is worth $170 million over 4 years. But he also had signed a 4-year, $118 million extension last July, which means that now he's going to make $228 million total through the end of his contract.
That's crazy.
Do they have money for Chris Paul? Do they have money for Carmelo Anthony?
Well, Chris Paul's there already, I thought. And then Carmelo, he's going to have to take a pay cut, I believe. But he's going to do it. He wants that ring. He wants a shot at a ring.
Well, round of applause for James Harden. I remember when he was a male thought. And he was just out here sleeping with every Tahiri and Khloe Kardashian, and it just seemed like he got rid of all those extra thoughticular activities, and he prospered, and I know they have to be regretting.
Did he date Amber Rose for a second, too?
Yes.
When she came on The Breakfast Club?
Yep, sure did.
Well, she was dating him.
Well, she said she wanted to. But I think she said if he acted right, he would get it.
Right.
Yeah. Well, she got 21 Savage now, so.
Well, she don't got that little bearded baby, okay? That's worth $228 million, damn it. All right.
Now let's talk about Chicago. Chicago was crazy over the weekend, huh?
Yes, over 4th of July weekend, Chicago had more than 100 people who were shot. 86 people were injured in those shootings, and 15 people were killed. The Chicago Police Department said that they are just frustrated there right now. Much of the violence, according to the first deputy superintendent, was gang-related. And they said other shootings appeared to be over petty disputes that escalated into somebody pulling out a gun.
Jesus Christ. D-Wade could use some of those shooters since Jimmy Butler went to Minnesota, okay? All right? Some of y'all shooters go play for the Bulls, damn it.
Now let's talk, let's talk about chocolate that you can snort.
Yes, they're saying that they want to have a crackdown on snortable chocolate. They said it's so dangerous that its health effects must be investigated by the feds right now. And that's because it's pretty easy to get. Coco Loco is what they call it. It's a cocoa powder that's infused with a special energy blend. And they're marketing it like a drug, but it needs to be regulated. You can really get it over the counter. So a lot of kids, teenagers have been for months buzzing about this caffeinated powder.
So childish. So childish. Sniff cocaine, not chocolate, kids.
Okay. How about none of that?
This is so childish. I mean, if you
don't sniff anything.
I mean, you gotta sniff some things.
No, you don't.
I mean, there's some things that you can sniff that is good for you.
I don't even sniff things like, you know, when your nose is running and there's, what is it, Nafrin?
Afrin.
Oh, Afrin, whatever. I don't even use that.
Sniff Afrin.
I don't like to sniff
I used Afrin before.
Well, kids don't finger no more and sniff their finger? Huh? That don't go down no more?
Sniff your streets? Finger. What you mean? Put your finger in. Where are you putting your finger and smelling?
Oh! Now you didn't have a childhood. Okay, some of our first sexual experiences was a nice little finger. Okay,
all right.
What are you talking about?
My goodness. All right. Well, that's front page news. When we come back, shoot your shot. If you work with a coworker, maybe you feeling you want your chance and an opportunity at hollering. Well, we're going to give you that chance, that opportunity, and we're going to stay right there on the phone line to help you out if you need it. All right. So shoot your shot is next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Are you ready? It's time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with the Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up.
All right, we got Rod on the line. Rod, what's up, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on, Breakfast Club?
Now, you want to shoot your shot? Explain the story. Who are you shooting your shot with?
I want to shoot my shot with my masseuse man, Jerry.
Okay.
Jerry,
all right.
A dude?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that. I would love to date a masseuse.
Yeah.
Does she bite?
You know, you guys,
no, it's a he.
Does he bite? Does Jerry bite? You know, a lot of these masseuse bite nowadays.
Nah. That's not what I'm ordering. Okay. Well, he got a nickname, man. I call him the Hands of God, you know?
Wow. All right. And your name is Rod, huh?
The Hand Job of God.
Okay.
when I get my back rub, man, you know, he got hands like magic. You know what I'm saying?
Little happy ending.
Johnson?
No happy ending. You know, we just be talking, man. You know, we talk about life, and it's just, our sessions are just great, you know, like from to the point where when I go in there, I only ask for him, you know?
Now, what if he says no? Is that going to mean that you got to find a new masseuse?
Nah. You say no, but I need to try.
But is he gay?
Yeah, there you go. That's the magic question.
Our conversations hinted towards that a little bit, and that's why I feel confident to ask. So I'm not too sure.
Rod, listen to me. Just because, your penis gets hard when you're getting a massage doesn't mean you should try to talk to the masseuse. That just means it's a good massage. Okay?
This is based on our conversations.
Does he spend extra time on your glutes?
He spends some time down there, yeah.
He rubs on your glutes?
He rubbed on my glutes.
My goodness.
All right, I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, let's call him.
I feel good about it.
You feel some gayness in this situation?
Shoot your shot and then shoot your load.
All right, here we go. We're going to call him when we come back. Good luck, bro.
Rod, you better make sure this man get down like that. Don't disrespect this man on live national radio like this.
I hope he missed that ride.
All right, here we go. We'll do it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Shoot Your Shot, 800-585-1051. We have Rod on the line, and he's going to shoot his shot with Jerry.
Beep. Hello?
Hey, hey, Jerry, what's up, man? This is Rod.
Hey, man, not much, dude. How are you?
I'm okay. Maintaining. And I want to talk to you about something, if it's all right. I don't know if you're free or not.
Yeah, dude, I'm free. What's going on?
I just want to reveal something to you. I always come in there and I always ask for you as my masseuse or anything. And, you know, the things that we talk about, you know, we talk about life, we talk about everything that's going on. And, I just want to kind of talk to you and tell you that I'm attracted to you.
Hey, all right.
So, I want to know if you're single or anything like that. Like, you know, if you're seeing anybody. And
I am not seeing anybody. Not currently. I am completely open.
Yeah, he's open.
I didn't know that shot was going to go in so easy.
That is awesome.
Your basket is a little bit bigger than I thought, Jerry.
Oh, my goodness. What's up? We the Breakfast Club, man. We just wanted to show Rod a little support just in case he
Rod
it.
Didn't know if his shot was going to go in, so he wanted to make sure it was a slam dunk, so he was going to give him some support. But clearly he didn't need it. He bought his own lubrication. It went right in.
This is so cute. So now you guys can do massages at home.
I thought I won something with everyone yelling in the background.
You did win something, baby. You are the next contestant on the Buddy's Tight. Listen, Jerry, let me ask you a question. Do you bite when you give massages?
Nah, upon a crack.
On the what? You do what, the crack?
I said on request.
On request, you do a little biting. Okay, all right, Jerry. Well, listen, man, you and Rod, y'all be safe. Wear protection, all that good stuff. All right?
All right.
Have a blessed
day. Hey, thank y'all, man. Thank y'all.
All right, there you go. Wow.
That was easy.
I hope that works out well. They seem like they're happy together.
That went in smooth.
But I'm bumped. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast
I cannot believe good. That Bryson Tiller said that poom poom was for the taking. And in the first verse, Rihanna says her poom poom was for the taking. What is going on
Maybe
here?
She means for the one specific person that she likes.
I guess that is consent.
That's what she's talking about. Yeah, it's for you, for the taking.
Yeah, that's consent.
Shoot your shot.
If she told Bryson the poom poom's for the taking, it's okay for Bryson to say the poom poom's for the taking, too.
There you go.
She said, consent. I want you to come here. I'm ready to give it to you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Eminem.
Listen up.
It's just in. All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, there's been a lot of Eminem sightings lately, more than usual, actually. We saw him with 2 Chainz. They worked on some music together. He's also supposed to be working on Dr. Dre's new, on his album with Dr. Dre. And he also paid tribute to 50 Cent for his birthday. Happy birthday, 50. Mm-hmm. And here's what he had to say. He said, yo, 5th, first off, I want to say happy birthday. Secondly, I want to remind you of a verse you did that made me want to quit rapping. Check it out.
Yo, 5th. First off, I want to say happy birthday. Secondly, I want to remind you of the verse you did that made me want to quit rapping.
Picture a perfect picture. Picture me in a pimpette. Picture me starting shit. Picture me busting my gat. Picture police mad. They ain't got a picture of that.
Yeah, so that made me want to stop rapping for like a long time. Anyways, man, happy birthday. Love you, homie.
It was a lot longer than that.
It was a lot longer. We can't play the whole thing. Mm-hmm. He did the full verse. And 50 said, thank you, Eminem. You know, you're still the best in the world to me, man. I love you, bro.
I'm very interested to hear Eminem's next album. Because after hearing Jay-Z's 444 and hearing what somebody with that talent level can do at 47, I'm interested to see what how old is Eminem, about 45? Something like that? I'm interested to see what he can do.
All right, well, let's talk about Jay-Z's 444 album. It went platinum, of course, already. Now they're saying that they expect that he's going to do 175,000 units in sales alone because the album is now for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And that number jumped up to 275,000 with the streaming stats included. That's on top of the 1 million albums that were purchased by Sprint for the initial exclusive rights to the album. The album was also illegally downloaded nearly 1 million times in the 3 days following its release.
I have not listened to anything else since that album came out. Well, I lie. I listened to 21 Savage Izzo for a little while. But when I was on vacation last week in Anguilla, I had that song, that album on so much that people were getting tired of me playing it over and over.
Now, the physical copies of the album were made available July 7th, and there were 3 bonus tracks on there. One of them featured Blue Ivy. Check it out.
Everything I hear is my instinct, and if you think high,
and it's in a posse. I never hear that I've been in a posse. Never seen a season in my whole life. Everything is seated, everything is spotted. And it's in a side, and it's in a pilot. And it's in a seeking, and it's in a freaking. Everything I feed and written on everything I teach. Boom shakalaka, boom shakalaka.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for the greatest mumble rapper we got in the game today.
There you go.
Lil Ivy Carter. Okay.
Lil Ivy killing it.
Lil Yachty, those guys don't want no problems. You hear me? None.
All right. Now, there's been a lot of talk about this Tupac movie. You know, John Singleton did not like it.
Right.
And now they have released, I saw this on Daz Dillinger's page from the Dog Pound, part of that script that was questionable. And this, did you guys get a chance to read
it? I sure did.
It was on TMZ.
Read it out loud, though. Read it out loud.
Goodness.
Act it out. Action.
All right, Tupac. He's in the library. He's reading. There are several other prisoners. A small amount. The guards come in and they dismiss, but most of the other inmates, Tupac rises to leave. Shakur, you stay. Special privileges. Yeah, you get the VIP treatment. Madonna coming for you, number one album, special packages.
VIP, very important.
They back away. Tupac still stands. He senses something is off. The guards usher in one by one about six inmates, their faces predatory and degenerate. These are the worst prisoners in this facility. One of them licks his lips, eyeing Pac. But at the end of it, Tupac lies crying on the carpeted floor, surrounded by debris. His prison uniform is ripped to shreds, barely covering his frame. And the guards come in and pick him up.
All John Singleton did was rewrite an episode of Oz. Okay, starring
that's
Tupac.
That's crazy. Why would you want to put that out there, though, if that was true?
And that's part of the reason why I guess they had some issues with the script. But it definitely was a little, it's a bit much. And I don't see why that's necessary.
That's not necessary.
Yeah.
Telling this Tupac story. Now, they also are going to be selling off a letter that Tupac wrote to Madonna where he actually broke up with her. Did you guys see this letter?
Yeah, I did read that over the house, over the vacation.
They said he wrote, "For you to be seen with a black man wouldn't in any way jeopardize your career. If anything, it would make you seem that much more open and exciting. But for me, at least in my previous perception, I felt due to my image, I would be letting down half of the people who made me what I thought I was." So he says, "I never meant to hurt you," so on and so forth. But they are starting that auction off at $100,000. They think it's going to get a lot more than that.
Tupac was such a visionary. He understood the wrath of black women on social media that would happen in the future. So he wrote that letter as a preemptive strike to let sisters know that I will always love you and the mayonnaise can never do for me what the soul food can.
Right. Yeah.
This guy here is crazy. All right.
Well, I'm Angela Yee and that's your rumor reports.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
You all right over there?
Yes, I am. Happy to be back from vacation.
Who are you giving that donk to?
Oh, man. You know, I need Rob the Blob Kardashian to come to the front of the congregation. Man. We'd like to have a word with his fat ass. We need him to waddle on up down the aisle and stand in front of the congregation, please.
I thought you said you wasn't going to call people fat
and
anymore.
Not fat shame.
Who
people.
Said that?
You.
I ain't never tell y'all no lie like that.
My goodness. All right. Rob Kardashian's getting that donkey. When we come back, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey? Yeehaw. Okay. Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hello? Is this thing on?
Yes,
Donkey of the Day for Monday, July 10th goes to Rob the Blob Kardashian. You know, kids, your Uncle Sharla has a saying, and that saying is simply, you can't save these hoes, that's Jesus' job. And if there's one thing I can't stand is when a man tries to do the Lord's work and save one of these hoes and then gets mad at the hoe when he realizes it can't be done. Now, I'm not mad at Blac Chyna. I don't think she did anything wrong in this situation, but be herself. I think everybody knew what Blac Chyna was and clearly still is, except for Rob the Blob Kardashian. I mean, she's a former stripper who had a baby from a rapper when you met her. But that didn't stop Rob the Blob Kardashian from shooting her club up and giving her another baby. Now, I have told you before that Rob the Blob Kardashian is not only shaped like a woman who's 30 plus weeks pregnant, he's just as emotional as one, too. And last week, you know, we all saw Rob using those chubby little Twitter fingers to expose him and Tiger's baby mama via social media. Now, Rob posted a pic of Blac Chyna, and the caption says, "This is a pic Chyna just sent me before she effed another man and her house with my baby in the house and her son in the house. And for all you wondering why her damn nipples are so big, that's because she had surgery after the baby was born on our anniversary, January 25th, that I paid $100,000 for. $100,000? And they really messed up on her nipples. Them used to be cute, and now they so damn big. Rob also posted, note to all you girls that want to do surgery, don't have your dude pay $100,000 on your anniversary like I did, and then her nipples turn out big as... Now, all of this is very entertaining. But this is also legendary sucker status. Only thing could have been more entertaining is if Rob would have said he transferred his fat into Black China and now he wants that fat back. But that didn't happen. Instead, Rob shared a series of nude pictures of him and Tiger's baby mama, and he said things like, I've never been so disrespected in my life. I just bought her $250,000 worth of jewelry yesterday. $250,000 of jewelry. He put, this woman is so disrespectful and I don't care. Well, Black China went and got a lawyer, Lisa Bloom, and she is on Good Morning America this morning. A new low for GMA, if you ask me, but nevertheless, she is on, and people are wondering if she will be suing Rob the Blob for revenge porn. Oh, yes. California law clearly states that a person who intentionally distributes the image of the intimate body part of another, knowing they'll cause emotional distress, is in violation of the revenge porn law. Now, I know what you're thinking. Black China used to be a stripper, so why is she mad pics of her naked or online? Well, her being a stripper has nothing to do with this. When you're a stripper, you are making the choice to show your body off. That doesn't give someone the right to expose you just because you're a stripper. And all you fellas who have intimate pics of your significant other, you are lame as hell if you end up in a situation like Rob the Blob and then you want to expose her. And when it comes to Rob the Blob Kardashian, he thinks he's exposing Black China, but the reality of the situation is he exposed himself. Black China is who we knew she was, and Rob the Blob Kardashian is the fat, foolish flop we thought he was. I don't feel sorry for you, Rob. You made your bed, and I lay your obese ass in it. Matter of fact, you didn't even make this bed. This bed was made before your chunky ass got inside of it, okay? You knew exactly what you was getting into. Now you acting upset because you couldn't change a player's game in the ninth inning. You mad because that tiger didn't change his scraps. You mad because that leopard didn't change his spots. You mad because you couldn't turn a hoe into a housewife. But here's the thing. No one can. Hoes turn into housewives when they are ready to be housewives and stop hoeing. And you and Tiger's baby mama is not ready to be that. So the only person who ended up taking an L in this situation was you. I actually hope you get the cuffs put on those chubby wrists of yours, because I need an example to be set for all you lame-ass emotional creatures who get women to send you nude pics, and then when you get your little feelings hurt, you want to use her nudes against her. You, my friend, are a sucker. And we all know what happens to suckers. And if you don't know what happens to suckers, listen to these wise words from Uncle Snoop Dogg.
Black China just did what she's supposed to do. She seen a sucker and she licked it.
Simple and plain. Please give Rob the Blob Kardashian the biggest hee-haw, please.
That was sucker move.
Super sucker move.
Super sucker, sucker,
I
sucker,
don't,
sucker,
condone, sucker. I don't condone what Rob Kardashian did in any way, shape, or form. I don't care what that girl's past was. I don't care what her present is. He's a sucker.
He should have took it on the chin.
You got to play it cool, man.
Took yep. it.
And
that's
he was
right.
upset about all the jewelry and stuff that he bought her. And then this is something happened where she was trying to spend $300,000.
Took it on the chin.
What he should have did was, if he had an issue with her, was just... try to do something legal based off of that.
I agree with Envy. Rob should have took it on his double, well, triple chin. That's what he should have done.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Should Rob Kardashian be charged with revenge porn?
I hope so.
To jail for it? Should he go to jail for it? 800-585-1051. A lot of people on social media are saying Black China is a stripper. People have seen her naked. Her naked pictures are online.
That means nothing.
Why should he go to jail for it? So that's the question.
Somebody has to die sometimes in order for us to live. I hope Rob Kardashian goes to jail so these lame-ass dudes learn a lesson when it comes to these women nudes. These women's nudes.
800-585-1051. Phone lines are wide open. Should Rob Kardashian go to jail for revenge porn? That is the question. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Here's Migos. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, Charlamagne gave Rob Kardashian donkey of the day.
Rob the Blob Kardashian, you know, he is shaped like a 36-week-old pregnant woman, and he's emotional like one, and he released pictures of him and Tiger's baby mama, Black China, on social media. The pictures were of her nude.
Right. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Should he go to jail for this? And I say absolutely, positively yes.
What well, tell, he did him why, tell him why he could go to jail. First of all, it's the what's called the revenge
porn law.
Revenge porn law. They have one in California that clearly states a person who intentionally distributes the image of the intimate body part of another, knowing they'll cause emotional distress, is in violation of the revenge porn law.
He should go to jail. What he did was a sucker move.
Yes, and as a woman, I would have to say that you never want anybody. That's your greatest fear, to wake up and there's a million people retweeting you, calling you a slut, saying all kinds of nasty things about you because somebody put out a picture that you trusted to give to them. And sometimes people try to blame the victim. They say, oh, well, what are you doing sending out these pictures? You should have known better. You shouldn't have cheated. No, that's something that is not yours to give out and distribute to anybody. That's private.
Absolutely.
Well, I hate to ruin the game, but I don't think any woman should be sending those type of pictures simply because dudes are suckers and dudes are not to be trusted. Okay, and you know, you got guys like Rob Kardashian out here who I do hope goes to jail. The reason I hope he goes to jail because I want them to put the cuffs on his little chubby wrist, because I need an example to be set for all these lame ass dudes who get women to send them nude pics, and then when they get their little feelings hurt, they want to use the nudes against the woman. I think that is lame. I think it is a sucker move, and I hope Rob Kardashian gets made an example out of.
Now, what I don't understand is, that's still your child's mother. Like, why would you
let's be fair. Let's be fair. That's Rob Kardashian and Tiger's child's mother.
Okay, well, they're both of their mother. Why would you want that out there on your child's mom?
Yes, and then later on, when you guys are supposedly, how are we going to ever be cool again? We have a child to raise together. How can I trust you with custody of my child when you said all these nasty, negative things about me on social media and put my private parts out there?
That's right. You're going to have your son wanting to go live with Tiger, because Tiger ain't acting like that. Tiger does the smart thing and never claims Black China is his baby's mother. You never hear Tiger say my baby mama.
He says nothing. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, what's your name, bro?
This is Jay from Virginia, man.
Jay from VA. Now, should Rob go to jail?
Should he go to jail? No. The man is just hurt. He's hurt, bro. Like, he already see the signs. He already been depressed. I think he on the verge of committing suicide for whatever reason. Now, he got this situation that just happened. This is killing him, as you can see. And then y'all going to turn around and throw that man to jail. Something going to y'all better leave Rob alone, man. Like, he going to end up snapping out. And you know people that act like him do the craziest stuff.
Oh, please. I do agree with you, Rob. He's a little crazy, and he may flip out, but the most flipping out he'll do is he'll go to a buffet and eat everything and pass out. He's an emotional eater. You can tell. That's why he gained so much damn weight. Okay, that's the only way he's going to hurt himself is by eating himself to death.
Well, let's go to another line. Who's this? Hello.
Hi, my name is Shakira.
Hey, Shakira. Should Rob go to jail for revenge porn?
I'm not sure, because I'm in between the fact that she was a stripper and she got, like, videos up, you know?
Oh, so
that means nothing. That's like saying a prostitute deserves to get raped. That means nothing.
That means nothing.
And by the way, you have to set the law for everybody across the board. So you can't just say, well, if you used to be a stripper, then it's okay. But if you didn't, it's just not okay.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Now, if he would have posted a picture that was already readily available online that someone else had that had went viral before, that's different.
And why are we acting like being a stripper is not a choice? Black China is choosing to show her body off to other men. She's not giving somebody, if you got intimate pictures of her, that doesn't give you the right to post them just because she's a stripper.
I don't think she strips anymore. I don't think she stripped in like 7 years, I think. I don't think she stripped in a long time.
Right.
Anyway, take your calls. 800-585-1051. We're talking Rob Kardashian. Should he go to jail for revenge porn? He released pictures of Black China nude, her tatas, her vagina, all types of things. Taking your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Rob Kardashian. Charlamagne gave him Donkey of the Day for what?
Because he got emotional. You know, he's fat. Mm-hmm. He's shaped like a 36-week pregnant woman. And he has emotions like one. And he got upset, and he posted pictures of him and Tiger's baby mama, Black China, all over social media. The pictures were of her naked and in bed with another man. And he's possibly in violation of California, what's it called? The revenge porn law.
Revenge
porn law. In California, yes.
Now, Angela Yee did find a loophole. She said it might be a loophole in this, and that's because
if you take a selfie, they said, it's a lot harder. And it's also just a hard thing to prove your intent.
Right. So we're asking, 800-585-1051, should Rob Kardashian go to jail for revenge porn? And I say yes, because she can sue him. But he has enough money, it's not even going to make a dent. Like, it's not going to hurt. He's not going to feel it. He probably will do it again. But if he goes to jail and possibly locked up in a cell, and maybe some guys run up on in his butt, he'll never do anything like that ever again.
Might be the best thing for him. He go to jail, pick up a nice little vegan diet. You know what I'm saying? Drop some pounds real quick. You know what
that
I'm
is
saying?
True.
A nice cardio from running from men that's trying to rape him. He'll be fine. Now, listen, what do you mean when you said that it's intent? It's hard to prove intent.
Well, also, it's a couple different things. They said it's very difficult to prove that what your intent was to try to cause all kinds of distress and trauma. And it's also hard to prove how it had affected the person. They have to prove that a certain amount of traumatic stress came from the situation.
In Rob's case, he definitely was trying to embarrass her. So intent is clear. I mean, he got captions that said, look at her in bed with another man. She's a hoe and this and that. Like, he definitely was trying to embarrass her. So intent is clear.
Right.
And then she had to show that it caused a lot of stress and trauma for her.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Lake House. What's up, man?
What's up, bro? You think Rob should go to jail, bro?
Yes, man. Lock that man up, man. He got caught up in the thirst. And you can't have the juice and drink it too, my guy. You just can't. That's why he need to go.
And that's right. Why he's fat, because he has his juice and he drinks it too, and he has his cake
exactly.
And he eats it too.
Exactly. He overindulged in his own juice.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying he should go to jail for 15 years now, but he should spend some time in jail.
Just get a little example made out of him.
A little
slap
example.
The cuffs on those chubby wrists, man. Because you have to set an example for all these lame-ass dudes who get women to send nude pics, and then when they get their feelings hurt, they want to use the nudes against the woman. That is a sucker.
All right. Well, let's go to another line. Hello, who's this?
It's Reggie, yo.
Reggie, we're talking Rob Kardashian. Should he go to jail for revenge porn?
Absolutely.
Tell us why. Tell us why.
And the reason being is he's exhibiting typical human behavior, weak-minded human behavior at that. He's not even in control of his own subconscious to be able to arise above this, and he's trying to turn himself into a victim.
Okay. Thank you for your call. So what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is men can be bitches, too. In the case of Rob Kardashian, fat bitches.
Now, we also have audio of T.I. He had something to say about this.
Now, T.I. got dragged into this, by the way, because actually Rob Kardashian went online and said that T.I. also was involved in some threesomes with Blac Chyna.
So
previously,
what?
And Tiny. Yeah, he just dragged him into it for no reason.
You're just making yourself look even worse. Like, who cares?
Don't tell women's business. That's bad. It's very, very bad. It's poor character. If a woman entrusts you, man, and confide in you, man, with secrets and stuff like that, you don't do that. That's a whole net level of boy shit. I don't know how you gonna get after that.
All right, well, that's from T.I. Now, we got rumors coming up next year?
Yes, LL Cool J is looking for Maia Campbell. We'll tell you why things are not looking too good for her. Whew.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right, well, just this morning, Blac Chyna was on Good Morning America, and she talked about a lot of different things. Now, she talked about her initial reaction when she saw what Rob Kardashian posted.
I was devastated, of course. I'm like, how could somebody, like, post these pictures of me? And I'm like, wow, okay. Like, this is a person that I trusted. I just felt betrayed.
Now, she also talked about why she decided she has to take legal action.
I've talked to Rob, you know, about everything. I've talked to him. The moral of the story is, like, he doesn't respect me. So if you can't respect me, you have to respect the law.
The lawyer has coached her well.
Very well.
Lawyer has told her exactly what to say.
She also talked about people saying that the reason why she had baby Dream was just out of spite. Here's what she said.
That's not even my character. And I see all these things on the internet and I never address it because I'm the bigger person. Robert came at me. Nobody was out to make a baby out of spite.
Now, Blac Chyna, I know you're a thick girl, but when it comes to Rob the Blob Kardashian, you're not the bigger person. Rob is 300 pounds easy, okay?
All right, now, Blac Chyna's lawyer is also speaking out and talking about the photos and why you're not allowed to post things like that without someone's consent.
Any explicit photos that she may have chosen to post in the past, that's her choice. This is like saying that a woman can't be raped if she previously chose to have sex with someone.
She's absolutely right. I mean,
yeah,
Blac Chyna's past has nothing to do with it. And like I said earlier, you know, strippers choose to expose themselves. She sent Rob some intimate pictures, and he chose to expose her. So now he has to pay the consequences. Put the cuffs on his chubby-ass wrists.
Sheesh.
Now, just a few minutes ago on Good Morning America, Blac Chyna also talks about that makeout video of her making out with another man that she sent to Rob. And here's what she said.
I've been broken up with Rob since December. And it's like if somebody keeps poking at you and poking at you and poking at you and keep poking at you, you're eventually going to pop. And so I was just like, maybe if I send this video to him, then he'll just leave me alone.
Once again, the only person that looks like they're about to pop in this whole situation is Rob the Blob Kardashian. Okay, I don't know why Black China keeps looking at herself in this light, but you're not as big as Rob.
All right.
All right, and let's discuss LL Cool J and Maia Campbell. He has posted saying, please help me find her, because some video surfaced of her, and she's basically on the street just asking people for crack. Check it out.
Yeah, she looked crazy.
Well, I was on crack.
You want some crack, baby?
I was on K. No, K to Gucci.
She was a very beautiful girl, too. I don't know what happened. One went left. Why won't anybody help her?
And not just that, but, like, successful.
Yeah.
She's been on crack for a while, though. That's not the first time I've seen video of
Maia Campbell. No, she's been on crack for a long time.
But I remember, I think her mom had spoke out previously, too, right, about how she just has a disorder.
Her mom and dad need to go get her. They need to go get her. Her family members need to get her.
She had went to rehab for a little while.
I thought her mom passed away or something.
I don't know.
I think it was before that. But I just, man, she was on Fix My Life, too, so I guess that didn't
work.
Work out in the long run.
But. I don't think anybody who's gone on Fix My Life has actually had their lives fixed, okay? But y'all keep on running to Miss Ayanna Von Zant like she's some type of miracle worker.
Well, all right. Karrueche seems like her life is a lot better now.
Karrueche's life was fine before she went on there.
She's
I didn't even know
crying,
that life needed fixing.
Evelyn Lozada, actually, Ayanna Von Zant says that.
Evelyn, life definitely was better. She married a baseball player. Ain't y'all down there for MLB weekend right now? She got a guy that had a $300 million contract.
Sure does.
What's wrong with her life?
You said did. Sure does.
Does.
Sheila said
does,
that is like
yes,
one of her biggest success stories. Mm-hmm. So I'm just giving you, what people have said after
Ayanna
being on the
show. Ayanna out here taking credit for land.
Ayanna.
Well, whatever. She out here taking credit, taking credit for land that was already discovered.
All right. Okay. All right, girls. All right.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor reports.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, I know a lot of people are listening on Infield Chatter, the app. We're going to be giving away tickets to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. When we come back, and don't go anywhere. The People's Choice Mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear at DJ Envy.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.